Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Do you guys feel like you're being punished in this quarantine, this little break? I got a text from my Auntie Heather yesterday, and she's like, how are you hanging in there? You okay? Are you making through?
Aww.
And I said, oh my God, I am fine. I have no problem with this. The biggest problem I have is going out in public with the masses of asses who can't stay away from me. That's my truly my only problem. People who don't respect the social, you know, distancing, the physical distancing, get back. They get into your space, and then I start to like get all worked up, you know? But other than that, is this really bad for you?
You know, it's more frustrating. I'm a guy who never really leaves my house anyway. You know that.
Yeah.
But for me, it's the freedom part of it. Like to go play poker on Thursday nights, the Legion is completely shut down.
Yeah.
Or the VFW. I love sporting events. To go watch the Twins play. I had tickets to opening weekend, and it's just like, nope, sorry, you can't go. We shut everything down.
Yeah, that's how I feel too. I miss socializing. I like having a lot of stuff going on. It's been nice to maybe sit back and not do as much,
mm-hmm.
That is good. And I think I will probably, you know, try to make that a regular part of my lifestyle, saying no a little bit more. But I miss having my kids be able to get out and play with other kids and happy hours and eating lunch with you guys.
Yeah, I miss the lunch parts.
I miss you.
See, I don't. I don't miss the lunches because it's saving me so much money.
So true.
And I love that we're saving money right now. Oh my God, when I'm paying my credit card bill and I'm like, wait a minute, is this the full payment? No way. I'm realizing how much is being spent on stuff that I shouldn't be spending money on.
That we don't need.
That and I've lost a couple of LBs.
God, I found them.
Oh. See, I've been doing so many more walks because, I don't know, I'm exploring my neighborhood. And with this move, I put on a lot of activity, moving boxes and carrying stuff. And I always take the stairs in my apartment building now. And so I'm not spending as much money. I've dropped a couple of pounds. So this has been the best thing for me.
God, quarantine looks good on you.
Yeah, right?
So, not me.
You probably sound so perky about it, but you know, this pandemic, I honestly could get really behind it.
No, I feel bad for people. I'm just saying it's not hitting me as hard. And do you know a single person who has COVID-19?
Yes.
I only know of one person who, through a friend of a friend, that's the only connection I have to it. Do you have a connection?
I have a connection, but I can't really share it because it's not really known news. But yeah, it was pretty close to home.
Is it the same person?
No, his is a bad one.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. I would give you more details, but it would get me in a lot of trouble. And considering most of the family has been mad at me lately, I'm just going to avoid saying anything.
Oh my God, it's someone in your family.
No, nobody in my family. But
it's your sister?
Yeah, it's not.
Jessie has it. I knew she had some virus, whether it's herpes or something horrible. Yes. Genital warts. Is it HPV? She's had that. Okay.
Check.
Okay. The COVID-19.
No, because you can't get that from being in the bed.
Oh my God.
I mean, just being in a room all the time.
Well, if you're in bed with a bunch of dudes in Frog Town, you can get it.
Yep.
But see, she has not been able to do 10 or more.
Okay, you are in the biggest trouble of all time this time.
That sounded so funny.
Oh.
I know it did. See, it feels good to do that.
It does. It does. And then the best part is, my nephew calls me yesterday. He goes, okay, so Uncle Adam, I just needed to call and tell you I might have told Grandma and Mom about some of the stuff you said in the podcast. Okay, I just wanted to give you a warning. Bye.
What?
He goes and he rats me out. Roman, we care about you.
God, you know what? I like Roman.
Me too.
Why is he doing this? Why does he have to be so silly?
I think he's just bored. I think he just loves poking the bear.
Well, what did your mean mom say now?
Yeah.
Oh man, she was not a fan of my haircut. And I think it's more on me than anybody else. The buzz cut thing.
Yeah.
I think she more questioned why you guys did it, but I said it was we who did it. And she goes,
no, I'm saying, buzzed your hair off.
Yeah,
it
was better before you buzzed it.
It really wasn't.
Yes,
it was.
It wasn't.
Everyone
I saw
agrees.
The video.
It
no,
was.
No. I saw the video. I'm not kidding you. The side lines looked okay, but they were like up and down and all around. It was, I would never have kept that haircut. Nothing against you, Des. I'm sorry.
Well, you didn't keep the haircut for more than 10 minutes.
Yeah, she was not a fan of the buzz cut. So I think she was, you know, passive aggressively. I think it went from you guys cutting it to me being a moron and cutting it down to a buzz cut. But I don't think it looks that bad as a buzz cut.
No, it doesn't.
You really don't like it, Ryan.
I liked your other haircut on you. I mean, this it looks okay, but if I could choose between the two, I would have picked Des' hair over this.
Okay, well, you never judged it yesterday, Ryan. What would you give Des' haircut of my head out of 10?
Well, I'm glad it was of your head.
I've seen worse.
I'm a bush cut.
I would say it was like a strong six. Six-ish. Six. So, not quite a seven, but more, it's above average, so more six-ish.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's not a six haircut. He's very nice.
I have seen worse. Believe me, I have seen far worse. People with actual hack jobs. You did not get a hack job.
What Mm-mm. would you have done if you were in my shoes?
I would have left it.
You would have left?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody said they would have left it.
Okay, not everybody. There were people who said they liked the buzz cut, too.
Now, if you think your mom was mad about this, if I could have done what I really wanted to do to start with, she would have been upset. You know, what I had sent you, Ryan, was the old man haircut.
Yes.
I don't know why that was ever a thing.
Oh, it's just so funny. A little kid did it. A six-year-old, the five-year-old brother was like, hey, could you cut my hair in the old man haircut? And the dad walks in and he just had the big bald spot on the top of his head. I was like, Chris, don't look so good like that.
Well, and he cut it up and then gave him the little bit of hair around the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
The little ring.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, I get it. I don't know. I think the buzz cut's fine. I've wanted to do it for a while, and this was just my opportunity.
Oh. There you go. You're welcome.
There you go. Yep, you're welcome. So, how does music impact you guys? They were asking people who are spending a lot of time at home listening to music. They're using it as medicine. People listen to KS95 and they hear their favorite songs and it's literally healing them. Are there certain songs you go to for certain things, like whether it's relaxation, happiness, concentration, or to like release sadness? Like, is there a super sad song you'll listen to if you need a good cry? Do you have that go-to?
Yeah, it's a bit of a different one. I mean, it's not really necessarily a sad song. It's kind of a depressing song.
Okay.
But it's called Comfortably Numb by Pink Floyd.
Oh.
It has a tie-in. It has a tie-in. My dad loved Pink Floyd, and it had a bunch of that. So if I'm like having one of those days, and I'm like, you know what? I haven't listened to it in 7 months. Today's a Comfortably Numb kind of day. Ooh. And you listen to it, it is heavy.
Oh, that sounds definitely heavy. Real
long,
heavy. Okay.
Real long.
All right, Des, what do you have?
I'm more of like sad country songs.
Okay.
Like old school things that remind me of my grandpa, or there's this song from Miranda Lambert that's called The House That Built Me.
Mm-hmm.
And it just makes me like think of my family and not seeing them. And I always cry. I mean, I can cry pretty much over any song.
Any country truck song?
Yeah, a lot of songs.
Tractor sexy.
Oh, it used to be so sexy.
I've got friends in low places.
Oh, that's funny.
What about you, Ryan? Do you have anything that, like, is there any song? Or are you just like happy songs?
No, there's one song, and if I even think about it or play it, it would just, I can't even. Yeah.
I know which one it is. I won't say it, though.
Yep, me too. I listen to it, and I get it. Yeah.
You get it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's... So, I mean, to me, music is so strong, and it can hit me, makes in all the different emotions. That's why I love music so much.
Well, and here's the thing I'll say. Do not look up the meaning behind a song, because this one song, it's a song by Tracy Chapman that reminds me of Vaughn, and being apart right now is so hard, and knowing that I won't see him for months on end. I listen to this song, and I don't know why, but it'll like pop up, you know, throw my phone on you know, shuffle, and this song will come on and be like, no, shut it off. And then I looked up the meaning of this song, really changed it for me.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, people were speculating what she meant when she wrote the song, but it doesn't matter what they wrote it for. And I love when artists keep it to themselves because it's what the song means to you.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
That's what it should be. What's your go-to happy song? Oh, it's easy for me. Kokomo or Margaritaville. Oh, I get into vacation mode right away. Hell yes.
Oh, see, like when I need a little like boost or just it song that always makes me smile. It's my favorite song that you guys know, Beast of Burden.
Oh yeah, good one.
I just, there's something, it's that when that music hits, dear near near it, oh, I listened to it like 20 times in the bath the other day.
I know this is a weird one, but this is just one that pops into my head. I have a ton of them.
Okay.
But Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Yeah.
It's just weird, just because the vibe of it, you just, it's like you said with Kokomo, it's like you get out there and you're just like, it's just positive and bubbly and happy.
So you like to chair dance to that song?
I do. I really do.
From your recliner? You just roll around in your recliner.
I do. God, you paint such a picture of me.
And then he'll flop on his side and kick his leg in the air.
I just want to choke somebody.
Somebody. Oh, good one.
Somebody who loves me.
That is a good song. I have fond memories at the saloon with that song.
Oh, funny. I have fond memories from just being a child and listening to those songs over and over and performing in my garage.
Oh, you're going to say being a child at the saloon. I was like, wait, what?
Well, little baby Dez was a child at the saloon.
Oh, I did love going to the saloon.
God, in the 90s and back in the early 2000s when music was awesome and the remixes were great and the drinks were strong.
And boys, cute boys dancing on the bars.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. And just their underwear. I didn't like that they wore shoes, though. They'd wear like sneakers. I thought, who wears sneakers with their underpants? I could never get over it. No matter how hot they were, I was like, nope. Take those off, mister.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, that's what they said.
Oh, I didn't mean it like that.
Take it off, mister. Well, okay, if you insist, lady. Hey, so here's a question. Did you guys ever have the talk with your parents? You know, the talk?
No, yeah. I think my parents thought that they were totally safe. They were like, we're good. We don't have to have the chat with them.
They never had the birds and bees chat with you?
No. Your health class did.
Oh, boy. Gene, if you're listening, could you have the talk? He still doesn't quite get it.
I actually tried to put it in the floppy disk thing the other day. I was like, well, now wait a minute.
You have a floppy drive at home?
I do.
At least I thought I was
supposed to keep it for that point. Huh. Well, nobody said it had to be a hard drive.
Well, they were talking to people. Nearly half of American women say they've never had a sex talk with either parent. Half.
Really?
Half of them.
That's a problem.
You know, it's so funny. My dad, old Lair, he felt it was the time. And he walked upstairs to my attic, and he walked in, and he said, have a seat, son. And I'm like, what? He goes, probably something that we should be talking about. You've hit that age. And I went, nope, no. And he went, no. I said, nope, not with you. No, get. And I made him leave. That was the end of it. We had no talk.
He never brought it up again?
Never brought it up again. That was the end. Yeah.
Though, I mean, you're Ryan. You just, they should have known. They don't have to give you the talk. You'd already done your full research.
No, I knew everything by then. Good God, I'm a senior in high school.
Oh.
Why are you not kidding?
Whoa, I was like, okay, a little late, Lair Bear.
I'm kidding, no. It was like, I don't know, fifth grade, sixth grade, he was trying to have, I'm like, no, I'm good. He goes, you don't have any questions? They've all been answered. Thank you. You can go right downstairs. Thank you. There's the door. Bye-bye.
See you at dinner.
Yeah.
I learned my most from 40-Year-Old Virgin, the movie.
Oh, yeah. Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
It does. Oh. I learned how to package my toys and how to unbox them the right way.
Okay.
So it was... Back to that floppy drive.
Can you imagine the talk that Dusty and River are going to get when it's time? I mean, my goodness, the flowchart that Des and Taylor can roll out.
Seriously.
The flowchart, eh?
I mean, imagine the diagrams, the tips and pointers from the two of you. I mean, whoa.
Oh, I will keep it very simple.
Will you?
I will find some sort of a book that says this is how you're supposed to tell your children about it.
When's the master course then for those two?
Oh, that'll be later, like college-ish.
You know that Taylor's going to have flip books. He's going to be like, so this is what makes your mom go.
Ew.
Here we go. Flip.
He'll be like, son, we need to have a talk.
Oh, can you imagine the old T-Bone sitting mini T-Bone down?
Oh, man. That is how it's going to roll, though. I will talk to Dusty, and Taylor will talk to River. That seems more okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to teach her how to dance on bar tops? And
God. No, I'll just show her how to do that when we're on trips. Don't be stupid.
Yeah, how to flirt.
I can imagine.
How to give a guy blue balls, all of it.
Hey, here's how to make out with multiple people on beaches.
I would rather have her giving somebody blue balls than anything else.
Oh, yeah. God, you just said that about your daughter.
Yes, I don't want her to be doing the whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Jeez.
You just tease them. God, Crisco, don't be dumb.
Like any self-respecting young girl.
Yeah.
Supposed to tease them and get free food and drinks, big dummy.
God. Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't know you were such a hypocrite. You don't get to do those things. Just leave them with the balls that are blue.
Oh, poor Crisco's been there.
Oh, has he ever?
Yeah. Twice on this show. Wait, what?
Your shirt matches your balls right now, is what you're saying?
No, he's a real-life Smurf.
I've gone full passive-aggressive now. Yesterday during the podcast, you heard Dez talks to me about my pastel-colored shirt.
Do you need another pep talk? Is that what you're saying?
No, I really
all
don't.
All right, fine.
Actually, you know what, Dez? How about you give me the birds and the bees talk?
No, that's some your mom's going to have to do.
You should probably practice. What is it going to be, 13, 14?
Oh. Gene is going to have to handle that. But pep talks, we can do.
All right.
Oh, God.
Hey, you know what? You are looking particularly handsome today.
Shut my mic off.
You really are. Your hair? You don't think it looks good, but it really does. You can pull that off. Not a lot of people can pull off a buzz cut. And I think you've trimmed your beard a little bit. You had those trimmers out. You're like, I may as well do something here. I got nothing else going at home. So that is nice. Looking good.
Dig on me for having nothing at home? Who has something at home?
She's doing a pep talk. Don't interrupt her. Sorry.
I was giggling thinking about you buzzing your hair and then going, I should probably shave up my mustache a little bit. And then you look better in a blue shirt than you did in a purple Easter egg shirt. So blue is way more your color, brings out your eyes. And again, you're in the big boy jeans, which I appreciate.
They're green eyes. Thank you.
Well, it looks blue when you're wearing blue, and it looks green when you're wearing green. I thought they were hazel.
Okay.
Aren't they?
They're not hazel.
Why do they look blue right now?
I don't know.
Why do they look so magical?
I don't know, but this is going well.
Why does it look like a nice little ocean in your eyes?
I don't know, but it's weird.
See. It's too far away. I can't see his eyes. But you know what? I'm just going to tell you again. Get out there, buddy. Get out there, pal. Do good things. Be a great person today. And you know what? Flirt with some girls online.
You're not even going to say be kind?
Be kind.
I actually wasn't, but be kind. If you can be anything, be kind.
To tell you when to be funny.
Oh, that was hysterical. She's always funny.
Yeah, she is.
I love Dez every day. She makes me laugh. Oh, God.
Crisco, haven't you learned when you say I'm not funny, he's going to say I am?
Oh, I know it is. And that's what he knows what drives me nuts.
She is funny. And I'm sorry, you cannot accept that fact. Dez is hysterical.
I can accept the fact that Dez is funny because I know she's funny. I can't accept the fact that everything in my life is you pushing my buttons.
What? Pushing that what is, buttons?
Anything could happen in our lives together, and I could sit there and I could say, oh, man, you know what? I was going to lose some weight. And he'd go, no, you should. And then somebody walks in the room and he goes, Jesus, whale coming through. Watch out, everybody. Holy hell. Move over.
Hey, it's move over. Get it right.
Watch out. He's going to knock some mackerels down. Hold on.
Let's get this circus elephant out of here. Here. Come on, buddy.
One minute, Ryan will be like, you know what, buddy? You can do anything you want. The next minute, he'll go, God, what do you do? You literally don't do anything.
That's a good question. What do you do?
Yeah, see, here it is.
He brought it on yourself.
Well, of course, because if I didn't, he'd lay it on hard. Oh. That's what his name.
All right, Eeyore. Come on, let's hear more about how you feel.
Well, let me tell you.
Yeah, go ahead.
I feel my...
Yeah.
My heart is sinking in this ship.
Okay.
In that shirt.
No, it's in this shirt because...
Your big, fat, overly fatty heart.
I was just going to say that I love you guys.
Your enlarged heart is sinking in your oversized shirt. Go on.
I think I have an enlarged heart now, too.
No, that's not me. That's all your dippies, mayonnaise lady.
I know.
Don't put that on me. I'll take blame for my own fat, but you take blame for yours. Not many people can say they've had big fat years.
I know, I'm back.
The good news is the three of us are not thin people.
No.
So there's not like one of us can sit here and go, yeah, look at that one.
No, that person's not on the show right now because of quarantine.
Yeah, he's the judgy one.
Oh, God, we're going to have him on the podcast next week. Rudy makes his triumphant return. What is that going to sound like next week when Rudy's on the podcast, Crisco, and you're on staycation?
This chair feels like it's going to break underneath me. That big fat son of a bee. I don't know what he's doing here. It's me, Crisco, and I think I'm funny.
End scene.
Oh God.
It's so funny. Why is it so funny to do everybody else's voices? People were dying when I was doing the Rudy voice this morning. When Dez does the Crisco and Crisco does the Dez and Rudy does the Crisco. Oh my God, it's so funny.
I think it's just because it's we know each other so well. We're around each other so much that it drives the other person who's being, you know, impersonated. It drives him a little nuts because you're like, I don't sound like that. And then he gets more and more angry. He's like, I don't sound like that.
I think it's funny on all accounts.
Oh, I love it. And I love that he's going to be passive aggressive all week and just continue to wear different light colored shirts.
Oh, yeah. No, we're in it for the long haul. I did us a disservice.
You did. Because I'm actually going to go to the fat tent store and I'm going to buy as many pastel colored tents as I can.
Get all the Easter colors while they're very trendy. Yes. Come in looking like a yellow peep tomorrow.
Seriously, I might actually just color dots on my actual shirt. Make it look like a full-on Easter egg in here.
Pretty.
God, I wonder if we hit him hard enough, will candy come out?
I'm not Probably. A pinata, you son of a...
Let's take turns swinging at him and see what comes spilling out, Dez.
It's 6 feet apart, though.
I'm scared of what might spill out.
I've got
Well, you know what? I'm not wearing shorts, so there won't be major spillage.
Oh, God.
You won't see what you okay.
All right. Oh, I'm going to get sick. Okay, bye.
You've been listening to Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.